USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Florida judge has blocked an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis that banned mask mandates in the state's schools. Tallahassee Judge John Cooper lifted a stay of a ruling from last month that said the state couldn't punish districts for requiring masks. Several districts, including the state's five largest, had defied the governor's order and enacted mask policies. The state education board had responded by threatening to withhold the pay of those school board members who voted to put a mask mandate in place in their district. And three people have been arrested, charged with stealing the identities of some of those killed in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The trio are accused of using these stolen identities to obtain credit cards and make multiple large purchases. Investigators say that the accused began obtaining the fraudulent cards less than a month after the building's collapse. They face multiple charges of identity theft, trafficking in credit cards, and organized scheme to defraud. If convicted, they face up to 30 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Chase Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Chase said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has called for a strategic pause on the push to get a $3.5 trillion budget resolution passed through the Senate, reportedly giving Democratic leadership a number of demands in order for him to support the bill. The Senate Minority Leader is also weighing in on the Democratic differences. Tim Berg reports.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell shares his views regarding the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill to the Rotary Club in Paducah, Kentucky on Wednesday. He explains how West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who are resisting the bill, are on his mind.
I pray for them every night. I wish them well. We give them lots of love. There's not a single member of my party in the House or Senate going to vote for this monstrosity. It is wildly inappropriate for our country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Four former detainees at Guantanamo Bay are now major parts of the Taliban government in Afghanistan. Having four men who the U.S. had arrested for terrorism in positions of power in Afghanistan has worried many about the intentions of that new government. Senator Jody Ernst says that the Biden administration's quick withdrawal from the country led us to this place. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that the White House's strategy in dealing with the Taliban has been ludicrous.
It is truly unbelievable that this administration has emboldened the Taliban to the point where now they are including four of those former Guantanamo detainees in their interim government. These are the prisoners that were exchanged for Army deserter Bo Bergdahl, which happened during the Obama administration. This is ludicrous, Martha. I can't believe that we now see terrorists sitting at the helm of the Afghan government, all because of this hasty and haphazard withdrawal done by President Joe Biden.
And the formation of Tropical Storm Mindy has prompted tropical storm and flash flood warnings in parts of the Florida Panhandle. The storm is already bringing rain and winds around 45 miles an hour to the Panhandle, with tropical storm warnings extending from Mexico Beach to the Steinhatchee River. The storm made landfall Wednesday night at St. Vincent Island and is expected to bring up to 6 inches of rain in some areas as it crosses the Panhandle tonight, moving into southeastern Georgia. Mindy is expected to weaken and move into the Atlantic Ocean by Thursday afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.